If the large variances are associated with the small sample sizes, the F-test is liberal. This means that we think we are rejecting falsely 5% of the time, nominal alpha. But in fact, the false rejection rate, actual alpha, is higher than 0.05. There is a type 1 error problem under this situation. On the other hand, when the large variances are associated with the large sample sizes, the F-test is conservative. This means that the actual type 1 error rate is less than the nominal alpha. Maybe there is no type 1 error problem in this situation, but it may lead to a power problem. Recall that the small alpha level causes a decrease in power,